from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Mark Cabali is out at Steeler camp. Mark, we have to dispense with the formalities here. We're doing well, and I assume you are. Mark is now on 93.7 The Fan. You can see him in all his glory on the screen. There was a big fight today. Who started it? Who was involved? What happened? Is it a big deal?
It was Ron Cook, and he was going after some people. It was a little bit of – it was late in practice. Justin Fields was running play, and Landon Roberts hit him a little bit late. That just erupted everything. Mason McCormick took umbrage to it, drilled a Landon Roberts. Then everybody came in. Somebody de-cleated Patrick Queen. Joey Porter throwing left hooks. It took about 25, 30 seconds to break him up. And that was – fresh off a little skirmish about 5 minutes before that between Queen and Nick Herbig. So it's kind of toasty today. So we're about a week in. Expect some tempers to get flared. But the bottom line here was Mason McCormick, he's from South Dakota. He ain't taking no crap. And that's what it was there. He didn't think twice. He went and drilled probably one of the tougher guys on the team, Landon Roberts, and it was all over.
I love that, Paul.
Well, I got to always turn my mic on, I guess. Of course, after a couple of segments ago, people probably are saying, turn this guy's mic off. But anyway, I liked, when they get in pads, they get a little chippy, right? It's hot up there, and, you get tired of hitting the same people and seeing the same people. It's okay to blow off a little bit of steam. I think people make way too much out of these kind of fights, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple hooks thrown, though. The Joey Porter left hook was pretty impressive. I don't think he hit anything. But somebody came off the side or in the back and really plowed into Patrick Queen, and he went head over heels. So it was more than your average just pushing and shoving, but it wasn't to the fact that, people were taking their helmets off and cracking each other over the head with it or anything like that. But you're right. It's really, really steamy and hot today. We're a week into this now. So it's about the time it happens.
You missed the most important piece of information, though, is that today apparently was the debut at camp of Sierra.
Yes. I was right by her. She was a couple bodyguards next to her. she was allowed extra access to maybe that I wasn't, but that's understandable. So, yeah.
Who's the bigger power couple at the moment? Sierra and Russ, or Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn? in your humble opinion?
Well, it'd have to be Russell and Ciara, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
I mean, what's Livy done? I mean, no offense.
I disagree. You're wrong, Mark.
This is not even close. Wrong. Mark, you're right. I mean, this is not even close.
Livy's a social media person, right? And Paul Skeens is a up-and-coming pitcher.
He's the third biggest star in all of baseball. Russell Wilson's star has disappeared here for the time being.
How many rings does Paul Skeens have? None.
Livy Dunn's covering the Olympics in Paris right now. Sierra's not there.
Right. That's right.
The Olympics.
Sierra, first of all, out of all four of them, Sierra is so much bigger than all the other three combined. Yeah.
Look up
fact.
Instagram followings right now.
That doesn't mean a thing.
Skeens is the biggest of all four.
You know what, Joe? Will Graves is covering the Olympics too, but he's not up there. You know, so, I think it was Austin City Limits said that the Livy Dunn's covering the Olympics. So is Will Graves. What's that matter?
Paul may engage Mark in a new game.
Sierra has 35 million Instagram followers. Livy Dunn, 5 million Instagram followers.
Exactly.
Now he wants to use it.
But he didn't want to use Instagram 5 minutes ago.
My point is
Livy Dunn's entire, you know, what do we call it? Her entire aura,
brand is
Instagram. Instagram is like a afterthought to Sierra, who's got 90 other things going that make her famous before we even get to Instagram, and she still crushes her in that category.
His mustache and Livy Dunn.
Remember that kid?
Can we play, as we move along here in the final segment, various clips of Ron? Because Cabali absolutely
First of all, Ron won't stop texting me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wait, Ron's not texting anybody else. What's he texting you?
He must have texted me 15 times last night.
About what?
I'm like, Ron, you need a hobby.
What's he texting you about?
You know, everything I tweet, he like makes a rebuttal to. You know, smart aleck rebuttal. I'm like, Ron, go get yourself some free and free light and leave me alone.
Let's take a quick call here before I get to more one thing statements here on Sports, and we'll go to Ron in Cooks Forest, wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Do you have Ron from
Ron in Cooks Forest?
Hey, Posey, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
Paul, May I engage Mark in a new game very briefly?
Yes, go ahead.
Instead of free association, we'll go back to Paul's questions in a moment. I have a new game I wanted to try on you called Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. I'm going to ask you something, and you tell me which one of those it is, and then give a very, very brief explanation. You ready?
I didn't know I had to have rules here, but I might need to email me the rules, but go ahead.
Just say big deal, small deal, no deal with an explanation. Okay? Big deal, small deal, no deal, Russell Wilson's injury.
No deal.
Pickens dust up with the receivers coach. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Small deal.
Explain.
Wow. It's George Pickens. It's wide receivers. I mean, nobody mentioned about the time where George made a play and he came over and smacked him on the butt and said, good job, George, right? So I wouldn't read too much into that right now.
Beanie Bishop getting all these reps at slot receiver or at slot corner.
Small deal. I mean, they're just filling him out right now to see what he can do because of lack of options.
The new kickoff rule.
Stupid. That's my extra one there. They spent about 30 minutes on it the past 2 days, and they've each player have moved about 2 feet. I mean, this is just remedial stuff that these guys are going to screw up, and it's going to be a disaster. They're going to challenge every single play. If a guy's an inch over the line or not, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Limits, I like this game so far. You?
I like it a lot.
Paul, pretty good game?
Sounds good.
Your turn. Go ahead. I just wanted to test it. I liked it.
Ron Quick, keep texting me. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Mark, big deal, small deal, no deal, Roman Wilson injury.
Very good.
I think it's a small deal. We haven't heard really the how long it's going to be. But, you know, he looked good early on. So I think it's a small deal. A little setback. It's not a big deal, and it's not a no deal. Small deal.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. They haven't made a trade for a wide receiver yet.
See how everybody's – this makes me proud. Everybody's catching on, Mark, and this is going well. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I don't think so because I don't think there's anybody out there for them to acquire. There's Ray Fittipaldi trying to confuse me. Look at this. It's Ray.
Hi, Ray. Look, Paul, say hi to Ray.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
You missed him.
He just flipped you off and left, so don't worry.
It's all right.
Big deal, small deal, no deal, Justin Fields' performance so far in camp.
Small deal, because what you see on Twitter is basically his highlights. There's a lot of lowlights, too. So I think he is what he is right now. I mean, what I've noticed is I've come to the conclusion I was a little bit hesitant on it. They need some sort of goal line package or two-point package for him because he's just absolutely unstoppable at that place, in that area of the field.
You think that?
I think they need to. I don't know about Joe.
I forgot what I asked. Who are we talking
about? Justin Fields, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that?
Believe what?
That he's unstoppable in the red zone.
I think he's an incredible weapon that they need to have, that they need to put the ball in his hand five times a game in some form or fashion. You agree with that, Kabali?
Yeah. I do. I mean, they need to have some sort of package. I'm not saying use it every single game, but I definitely need – they need to have him out there at some point. I mean, how he does those read options, I don't see anybody stopping him, man. He's just that good.
Big deal, small deal, no deal, Cam's contract situation.
I'm guessing you're not talking about Cam Sutton. I don't think it's a big deal, but I've been on this for 6 months now, man. I think it's going to get done. Now, it might be the second one to get done. There might be somebody coming here very, 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 very quickly of a contract extension, read between the lines. But I think it will eventually get done. I don't think it's Bill. He didn't practice today, but neither did T.J. Watt, neither did Sam Alu. So, I think it gets done. I still are holding out on that, and I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think Cam's going to stop playing or anything like that. I think the deal will get done, and I think he'll have a good season.
Mark, I saw this yesterday. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Darnell Washington catching passes over the middle from Justin Fields.
Forget about that. I don't give a crap if he catches one ball or not. I saw him on backs on backers, man. That guy wasn't even breaking the sweat and swatting people left and right. That's how dominant he was at the end of the line of scrimmage. So if
big year
do
then
that, I really don't even care.
Big year for Mount Washington.
You're not going to notice it because he's just going to be, you know, he's going to be a 10-12 catch guy, but he's going to be invaluable in the run game, especially in the at the red zone.
Big deal, no deal, small deal. We haven't heard the annual gold jacket ceremony for Calvin Austin.
Yeah, how is Mr. July doing?
He's been kind of quiet the last couple of days here. I mean, a lot of that might have to do with the quarterback. They've been doing a lot of underneath stuff. They've gotten away from some of the deeper balls in the last couple of practices, and that's where he excels. Like I said, with this wide receiver two, with air quotes, it's going to be a wide receiver two by committee. It's going to be three or four guys that are going to shuffle in and out depending on the situation and who's healthy and who's not tired. You're not going to find somebody who's going to come in there and be your legit number two like a T. Higgins or a Brandon Ayuk. It's just not going to happen. Your closest one to that is going to be Freiermuth.
Did Fittipaldo just flush the toilet?
No, he went to lunch with Jerry Dolak.
Oh. Last question, 15 seconds on this one. We got to go. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Arthur Smith's reveals so far of this offense in camp.
I think it's a big deal. I think we know he likes to run a lot of outside zone, a lot of stretch plays. That's why they got those fast running back, fast offensive linemen now, quick offensive linemen. I think he knows how to run a practice. I think he knows how to scheme an offense, which you see so far. He likes to use the tight ends. I mean, when you just look at him as a single entity, it's like, okay, it's not impressive, but you compare him to Matt Canada, night and day, man.
Thank you,
there's
Mark.
One who's a professional ball coach, and there's one who wasn't a professional coach.
You're a wonderful man. Talk to you later, bud.
I'm going to go text Ron.
Fan weather, it's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 92 today. Sunny skies. Good night, Paul. Good night, Limits. I'll see you both tomorrow.
Yes,
good night.
We will have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.